I'm Dana Carvey.
I'm David Spade.
Fly on the Wall's back for another season now on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
So many incredible guests will be joining us.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
Too good to be true.
So full disclosure, we're doing this podcast in a different studio today. It probably sounds different just because...
Nobody would notice it that, though, I don't think. Nobody's going to notice that.
If you're a sound engineer, you're going to notice it.
I wonder how many sound engineers listen to this
Great question.
Podcast.
What if we are the number one podcast amongst sound engineers?
That'd be kind of cool.
They'd probably hate... No, sound engineers would not listen to our podcast because I think our sound quality on our podcast normally is not the best. It's probably better today because we are in a different studio. But because of that, we are in a studio with only two mics rather than three. So when Kyle jumps in here in just a bit,
I'm going to share my mic.
Let's make him share a mic with both of us.
So he has to jump back and forth?
Yeah. So when he wants to chime in, the first time he goes on your mic, the second time he comes on my mic. And then just every other time he wants to chime in, he has to change mics.
You have the better mic of the two of these mics, though.
That
mic
is
because
I appreciate that. Thank you. I like to think so myself.
Because that mic, oh my gosh, that mic sounds richer and deeper and better. And this mic sounds, no, I'm serious.
That's just my voice.
No, it's not. It's the mic.
My voice sounds richer and deeper.
So I want to do something really quick. So, hi, my name's Melissa McGurran.
Ooh.
Hi, my name's Melissa McGurran.
Okay, sound engineers, did you hear anything there?
Can I try?
Kyle, yeah, but every time you talk on the mic, we made a rule. Every time you talk on the mic, you have to change mics.
Okay, that's fine, but so I'll start with Melissa and then...
Okay.
Go ahead.
Hi, this is Kyle Mildenmouth.
Oh, I think you're going to be Melissa.
No, I got it.
Hi, this is Kyle Mildenmouth.
Oh my gosh, he does sound richer and deeper on my mics.
Is there a difference?
Yeah, there's a bit of a difference. Here, let me try.
Hi, I'm Austin.
Hey, what's up? I'm Austin.
Oh my gosh!
It is wild how much deeper it sounds.
Also,
oh my God, you guys.
Full disclosure, we actually went from mic to mic on doing this bit when we literally could have just done it on one mic.
No, because that mic sounds different. Listen to this.
Wait, well,
listen
actually, I couldn't because I have to switch between mics.
That is true. Kyle actually does have to switch.
There's one more difference.
Yeah,
the mics are very different in this way. Let me show you.
You test it out, Mel.
Okay. So they also can do this. They have this ability. So, hi, I'm Melissa McGurran. Hi, I'm Melissa McGurran.
What?
Do you see what it does?
Wait a minute.
Look what it does.
That sounds...
It changes your dialect.
That's offensive, Mel.
What?
I feel like you're making a joke about you sound more Southern if you're on this microphone. And me being raised in Nashville, you're taking shots at Southern people.
That's not me. That's the mic. The mic gives you a different dialect.
Kyle, you try.
Okay, hi, this is Kyle Milnemo.
Adoy, adoy, I'm Kyle, adoy.
Wait a minute.
That wasn't
even Southern.
That wasn't a dialect.
I think that was, it makes you sound dumber if you're on that mic, which makes sense.
All right, let me try. Now I'm on Melissa's microphone right now, okay?
Hello, I'm Austin.
Hello there. My name is Austin Huff, graduate, bachelor's degree, University of Missouri, 2010.
Oh, you sound like a nerd!
What?
No!
This mic makes you sound cool, and that makes my
no,
sound
this
like
makes
a nerd.
You sound educated, you guys.
Hold on, let me try. Going on?
Why do you have a cigar?
It's Kyle Mildenmo. I'm just having a good time, you know. LIVIN.
Wow, he was smoking in that one.
What time is the math?
Oh my gosh.
Stop.
You guys are making fun of me with this mic bit.
Did you know this also, you can change the music on these mics?
Oh, jeez.
No, I'm so serious, because you can be like, hi, I'm Melissa McGurran from US 99. And you can be like, this mic is totally different. It's a Melissa McGurran here, WNUA Smooth Jazz.
Wait, now you work for a totally different radio station?
That's what the mics do.
Wait a minute. Hang on, hang on.
Look who you want, a different station.
I'm Austin Huff, US 99.
And it's Mix 92.9.
Hi, it's Delilah. Oh my gosh! You guys are,
You became Delilah!
Delilah, here's a long distance dedication going out to June, who just lost her new puppy. June, this one's for you. You're probably listening to me at any fantastic Sam's across the country.
That's fine.
Hey guys, Fly on the Wall is back for another season. That's right. On audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
I love these different mics.
Honestly, guys,
these mics
are
amazing.
When I hear Delilah, it's like PTSD. It takes me back to the salon chair in a Fantastic Sam's getting my hair cut as a kid.
I love Delilah.
Yeah.
I really do. I think she's so cool. She's really good at what she does, by the way.
And she's handsomely paid for it.
Do you know she's got her whole family involved in that?
Do you know her agent is the same as my old boss's? Jim Rome. Agent.
Really?
Brag about it.
How's that a brag? I'm just sharing information.
Delilah.
Like, all right, what size guard are we going to use? A 3. Fantastic Sam's.
And we got it.
Okay. Kyle did it.
I did not.
Kyle did not get that. Where would you get your haircut, Kyle?
This is on the Melissa mic, so everybody's keeping track at home.
Yeah, it's because you sound cool.
Where I get my haircut? Ooh, the streets.
The streets.
Where I would get my haircut is started off at a sports club for a little bit, and then I did a haircuttery because it was by my work.
Wait, you started at a sports club?
Growing up, we went to like the same woman, my first like, hey, I'm an adult, I'm gonna get my haircut at a place. It was sports club, and then a haircuttery, and then I went to a place in DC when I lived there that was right around the corner that you could book appointments online and had whatever person's name it was, and you book the appointment. And for some reason, my person was Lee, and then in parentheses. Parentheses.
You do sound dumber on that mic.
She does. She said Fade Master. So I was like, dang.
Oh, dang. Fade Master. That sounds like a video game character.
And she did the first time she gave me a haircut, and this cracked me up so much. She did a very good job. Near the end, she just started rubbing my shoulders.
Whoa. Hello. Awesome. That's how she was. How else do you think she got the name Fade Master?
Oh. So I had that, and then I went there the whole time. And then when I moved back to the city, there's a cool barbershop down the street from me that plays like NBA highlights, and everybody seems really cool, and I'm just like intimidated to be
there. You know, they say if you defeat the Fade Master, you win the game. The last level.
Yeah. No.
It's the final boss.
Not great.
Okay. At Sport Clips, can you confirm or deny, was it good to be a guy?
He changed mics.
This is now on the Austin mic. I did stop talking. We have a rule. It was okay to be a guy. I think a woman would also have the same experience.
Were there any women that went into Sports Clips that you saw getting haircuts?
Ooh, good question.
Or was it just all guys?
I only saw guys.
Oh, good answer.
I can never go to a sport clips again. Nothing against sport clips. Actually, no, I did go to a sport clips one more time in California. I tried it again after the prom dilemma of junior year.
Did you get the VIP experience?
I did. Because I was like, I'm an adult. I can afford this now. And I did. Which is like the VIP experience
is
$25,
I think. What is the VIP experience?
It's They do a neck, they have these neck massagers.
Oh.
And they just rub it along your back after you're done. And I think they maybe give you a hot towel too.
Oh.
Yeah, I think it's a haircut, a shampoo, a hot towel, and a weird massage by somebody who wants you to leave their chair immediately.
Yeah. Oh, and they don't butcher your hair a week before prom.
Gosh. I love that massage.
They give you that guarantee.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
I should have paid the $25 in my junior year of high school. my parents listen to this podcast, and I know my mom's like, I had a coupon.
I mean, you got to do what you got to do. Haircuts can be very expensive.
Not at those type places, though. They're very affordable.
But that's why
the Great Clips, the Fantastic Sam's, and they do give good haircuts. Don't get me wrong.
I just had a bad experience with one.
Okay. It looks like you had a bad experience recently, too.
Okay. All right. First of all, I have not gotten my hair cut in probably 6 months.
Yeah, I'm kidding. Tell, hippie.
Okay. I'm kidding.
In fact,
kidding.
When my mom comes in town, that will probably be the first thing she says. Oh, Austin, you need to get your hair cut.
Your mom
you need
talks
to get
like
your
that?
Your mom does not talk like that.
I know. She doesn't. But my friends in high school used to give that voice as an impression of my mom because they legitimately thought she did. My mom has like a bit of a Philly accent, just slightly.
Mm-hmm.
Enough to stand out in the South.
Mm.
And so they're like, yeah, your mom talks like this. Oyston.
Really?
We gotta go get the continental breakfast.
That's
and,
cute.
Yeah. And then they would, and I was like, my mom does not sound like that. But for whatever reason, they did that impression of my mom enough to where I just started doing it. And so now whenever I refer to my mom, I always just do that voice.
Aw, see? Now you've got a good memory of your mom, something that you can remember back from childhood.
Oyston, we're going to Great Clips. I got a coupon.
You sound like you're a smoker.
Now, maybe I am. You know what? I tell you what. Melissa McGurk, if I could offer you one piece of advice, it would be this. Don't ever buy stock in a gas station company. That's when you truly get burned.
Oh, my God. I don't know what the heck we just talked about today.
I know. We always do this. So
this is a weird
peel
one.
Back the curtain a bit. Whenever we finish a show after the show podcast, we then try and go in reverse to say, how did we get to where we got to? And most of the times we cannot connect the dots.
Nope.
Where did we start? We started with the mic thing. Did we start with the mic bit?
Well, yeah because my mic sounds different than yours.
Yeah, mic sounds
you have the
different.
Good mic.
Then we went to intelligent. How did we get to haircuts?
I don't
Fantastic
know.
Fantastic Sam's.
Oh, Delilah. We started talking about Delilah. We were working for different radio stations.
That was you jumped that
yeah,
one. That
then,
was a weird jump.
And then I went from to Mix 92.9, which was like the soft rock music of the 80s, 90s, and today.
Mm.
The station that I grew up listening to, and Delilah was on that station. And then it was on Fantastic Sam's and boom, haircut. Mm-hmm. How about that?
That is pretty cool.
We did pretty good that time.
Best music ever is inside of CVS.
Wait a minute.
What band is that?
Hang on. I have to unpack this take. What? The best music ever is inside of a CVS?
Yeah, their playlists are really good.
It's just a lot of like The Fray, isn't it?
Yeah. A lot of the 2000s.
I love the
2000s.
You do love the 2000s.
Mm-hmm.
You love the 2000s more than any other decade of music.
That's because
which is funny.
It was the best music that was ever created.
This doesn't make sense though, because you're older than me, but yet I like 90s music better than the 2000s.
Mm-mm.
Like that's my decade that I love. And
don't
why
love
is
90s.
It? We should be flipped.
I
should like 2000s music and you should like 90s music, because those were your formidable years and those were my formidable years.
Here's the thing, though. I think 90s music, no offense to anybody, is the worst music ever created.
That is a terrible take by you.
Don't like it.
Chumbawamba is rolling over in their graves right now.
That song is awful. That
sounds like you got down and didn't get back up again.
Sounds like, you bought a whiskey drink, you bought a lava drink, you bought a cider drink, you bought a dragon drink. Looks like you don't sing the songs that remind you of the good times.
Mm-mm.
You sing the songs that remind you of the bad times.
I'm going to chumbawamba out of here.
All right. What?
Does that even mean?
What? And then you're going to... Yeah, what does that mean? How do you chumbawamba out of somewhere?
Like
can you
this?
Chumbawamba out real quick? That you're just walking with a bob.
That's just, she got knocked down.
Yeah.
But she's getting up again.
Well, I bet she's pissing the night away right now. Wait, she really is walking down the hall. Mel! I think she left. Did she leave the... I bet she's going to Amazon Go to get some food. She mentioned that before the pod. She was like, I'm going to go get some Amazon... Because Kyle and I had to go to the bathroom. And she's like, all right, well, I'm going to go to Amazon Go. We're like, no, we're only going pee.
Here's her phone. Try to unlock
she left
it.
Her phone.
Yeah, try to unlock it.
All
no,
right.
I think sometimes she does things and she says, no, it's a bit. And she's just really serious about it. And I respect it. Like, she just works in what she wants to do into bits. Like, if I was like, yeah, I'm going to go to the Cubs 120 game. Don't worry, guys. It's a bit.
All right. So, full disclosure, I've got her phone in hand right now. I have tried to unlock her phone
so many
for
times.
For 3 years now.
So many times.
And I've come close, I feel like.
I've come close to the point where, oh, see, her password used to be just 4 digits. Now it's 6 digits.
What's her birthday?
10/07. No, it's not her birthday.
Dang. Oh,
Are you on my phone?
No, this is my phone.
Get off my
phone. What's Porter's birthday? December 13th.
Can I make a confession to Mel right now?
Get off my phone, you crazy man.
I think I know your password for things.
What is...
There's no way.
What? Ooh, what
hold
is,
on. Can I...
Mouth it.
No, can I whisper it to you?
And you have to tell him if it's right.
If it's right. Hold on, let me go confirm it. Hold on. Because I think I found it on the computer over there yesterday.
It's video game gal 69.
Hold on.
that'd be funny. That sounds like a screen name.
It does.
Wait, did you ever have Instant Messenger back in the day? Also, where did you just go? Did you just go to the bathroom?
No.
Were you pissing the night away?
Yes. I maybe had that for a year or two before everything switched over.
Get away from the mic.
Oh, God.
Oh, he's going to whisper it. All right, so he's actually whispering what he thinks his password is.
Well, are you asking what's on my phone?
No, I'm asking.
No, your phone's a numerical password.
I got it right. I know her password.
Oh, my gosh!
Change it.
Let's go.
They just made us change it last week, so that's not it anymore.
Oh, well.
Yeah, sure. It's
but
not.
That okay. was it before.
Her password used to be for a period of time, for an entire. So we have to change our password every 90 days at work. For 90 days, her password was Austin sucks 420 or something. You know, it was like something like that. And I'm like...
It was Austin is dumb.
Because she was having trouble changing her password. And I came over to help her. And I got her to do it. And so I was like, just type something in. And so she's like, okay, Austin sucks. And she hit submit. And it actually worked that time.
Which
and she's
is.
Like, well, I guess that's my password now. And I was like, you got to be kidding me.
Yeah, long time I had that one.
I'm changing my password.
How did you know my password?
Melissa sucks 420.
I have my ways.
Look, he's our producer.
Or
he should know our password.
It's because you tried to log into the computer I use every day, and it, as opposed to typing in the email address, you typed in the password,
and
it saved it.
Oh, no.
Oh, that's great. Yes. Great detective work by you, Kyle. Melissa's password
I mean, it was pretty obvious what the password was. I kind of figured it wouldn't have been yours, Drew's, or Scotty's. It was pretty obvious whose it would be.
It's probably like Porter's Mama 1472.
We all know how much Melissa loves 1472.
It was 20 years before Columbus sailed the ocean blue, baby.
That's why she loved it.
She's like, everyone always talks about 1492. People don't talk about 1472 when Columbus was still in high school.
What happened in 1472?
Like anything of note? Probably not. I don't think anything happened in the
1400s. I'd like to check to see if anybody famous was born in that year.
In 1472?
Maybe.
Chris Columbus?
You never know.
Was a leap year. Fun fact for everybody. Births. No, I don't know how to pronounce it.
You don't need to know Melissa's passwords for things here.
Margaret of York? English princess.
She is my favorite character from The Real Housewives of York.
Yeah, no. Not looking like anybody of note. Oh, who died? Anybody cool?
Do we know anyone from the 1400s other than Christopher Columbus?
Oh, Margaret of York.
She died the same year she was born?
Yeah, wait a minute. Wait a minute. Margaret of York was born. I think she died right away.
How did she get famous?
She died within the same year. Namesake niece of the Margaret of York, the Duchess of Burgundy. Yeah.
Wait a minute. Is that? Well, okay, wait. So a Margaret of York. She was always a baby. Is that how Maggie from The Simpsons got her name? People are asking.
People are asking.
I wonder what the sport was in 1472.
What the sport was?
Yeah, what was
people playing? Well, you know what I heard is that sports, like, they weren't predominant, obviously, back then, but, like, sports became predominant as a training method for soldiers in World War II. I told you. World War II. That sounds like not World War II.
I told you people sound like a nerd on that mic.
No, one of the wars. One of the wars. A war 200 years ago. All right, now a sales guy just pulled Mel into the office.
Classic.
But no, fun fact, you do not need to know Mel's password because Mel is the type of person that, one, leaves her accounts logged in on all of the computers around. Yeah. And she's also the person that does save password and will, and like, or automatically log in on all computers that she ever logs into. So you don't even need to know Mel's password. What?
That's not 100% true.
It's 98% true.
My favorite was, that's, most people would say, that's not true. Not Mel. She goes, that's 96.5%
true. That's not fully 100% true. There was one thing you said in there that is not true. Okay.
What is true is this might be the longest podcast we've ever had before.
Not even close.
No, we've had some long ones.
Yeah, we've had some really long ones.
I get knocked down, but I get up again. Okay. They're never going to get me down. You went the
trumpet. I was going to go with
Delilah. Hold on, do that again. Let's all harmonize.
Mel, come on.
Let's harmonize.
Come on, Mel. Delilah. Okay, Mel, you were not trying. Or either that or your mic is effed up.
Okay, let's try it one more time.
Delilah!
Louis Armstrong!
Satchmo!
Hey guys, Fly on the Wall is back for another season. That's right, on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.